Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my Thursday podcast. Well, you can tell that fall is here because our pumpkin patch is open. That is so exciting. Amy and Linda and their crew are doing a great job. We opened this past weekend. The hours are Monday through Friday, 3:30 to 6:30. Saturday and Sunday, 12:30 to 6. And if you would like to volunteer to help during this pumpkin patch, well, just give the church a buzz and let us know, or call Amy Lacey or Linda Robinson, and they'll sign you up. I'm sure they could work you in. And don't forget that we're having a pumpkin design and carving contest this year as part of our pumpkin patch. Come to the pumpkin patch, get your pumpkin, take it home, carve it, design it, bring it back on October the 24th or 25th from 1 to 6 and fill out the entry form and wait to win. There will be cash prizes awarded. Also on Saturdays, we will be having our Chalice Abbey Fair Trade Market as part of our pumpkin patch. So be sure and come and take part. Also, it's gratifying to learn. You know, every fall we put together Thanksgiving baskets for those friends and neighbors who are having a tough time making it, and we make those available over the Thanksgiving holidays. We generally try to build between 100 and 120 baskets, and this year is no difference. We've already had a bunch of them that have been spoken for. In fact, during our pumpkin patch this past weekend, we just had a poster out there advertising the Thanksgiving basket program outreach for our neighbors. And I understand that seven different people, not church family, just our community friends, paid for Thanksgiving baskets for us to distribute. So that is great. Also, want to remind you that we are having live worship on Sunday morning at 10:45. Still, if you're not comfortable getting out during the pandemic, our podcasts will be available on the website. Both the Sunday worship podcast and this Thursday podcast will keep going. Well, one thing I've learned how to do over the years is to count the yes votes. And a lot of you have told me that what you really want during this time of the Thursday podcast, is a Bible study. And remember, we completed a look through of the book of Acts, and so I believe instead of doing book studies or just random musings by yours truly, that we will do a Bible study. We'll start in the New Testament, and we'll start in the Gospel of Mark. We will begin that, and I will give you a little bit of an introduction to the book. And you may say, why Mark? Very simple reason. We believe quite assuredly that Mark is the oldest of the Gospels. Of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the Synoptic Gospels. They are those three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are very similar in nature. And we believe that Mark is the oldest of these. And I'll tell you how we believe that. Okay, if you divide Mark up into sections, the Greek word is called pericopes. That means basically a paragraph. But there are 105 sections in the Gospel of Mark. Well, if you go and read the Gospel of Matthew, 93 of those sections are in the Gospel of Matthew almost verbatim. And 81 of those 105 sections in Mark are in the Gospel of Luke almost verbatim. So how did that happen? Well, what we think happened is that Mark was the first gospel written somewhere around 50 to 52 AD. And when Luke and Matthew wrote their gospel some decades later, that they had copies of Mark with them, and that they wove the stories that were in Mark into their own material to complete the gospel message. So what do we know about Mark the man? Well, we know from the book of Acts that Mark was the son of a well-to-do lady of Jerusalem. Her name was Mary. And Mary's home was kind of the center of activity of the early Christian movement. So Mark literally was raised at ground zero of the new religious movement. We also know that Mark was the nephew of Barnabas. Remember Barnabas and Paul? They were some of the earliest leaders that went out to establish churches. Paul and Barnabas took Mark with them on an early mission trip. Paul, for some reason that we don't know, sent him home early, or Mark decided to go home. Mark may have thought that Paul was usurping the leadership of his uncle Barnabas. Whatever the cause was, Paul split with Mark and sent him home. Not too long after that, Paul and Barnabas fell out, and they never traveled again together later. And for some years later, Mark just seems to vanish from history. We don't know what transpired during those years. Tradition has it that he went down to Egypt and founded the Church of Alexandria there. Whether or not that is true, we don't know, but we do know that Mark reemerges in a most surprising way. All of a sudden, Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians from prison in Rome. Mark is there with him. In another prison letter, Philemon, Paul numbers Mark among his fellow laborers. So Mark and Paul got back together, and Paul wrote to Timothy. You know, Timothy was his main guy in the faith. And Paul said to Timothy, "Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is a most useful servant to me." It's a far cry from the time that Paul dismissed Mark and basically called him a quitter. Whatever had happened, Mark had earned the title of the man who had redeemed himself. That was the one man that Paul wanted with him towards the end, Mark. You know, the value of any story depends heavily on the sources of the information in the story. So we would very well ask the question, where did Mark get all of his information about the life and the teachings of Jesus? He wasn't around during this time. One of the traditions has it that he was the young man at the in the Garden of Gethsemane, who, when they came to arrest Jesus, they grabbed for this young man, and his cloak fell off, and he took off running. Tradition has it that that was Mark. So Mark may have been there at that time, but we don't know that for sure. But there are so many personal memories of Jesus that Mark tells that he had to have some other source. And we find that that source probably was the preaching material of Peter, the greatest of the apostles. Certainly, Mark stood so close to Peter and near to his heart, Peter would call him Mark, my son. We then can take it that Mark's gospel probably came from Mark's memory of what Peter had told him. So when we have these reasons, it stands to reason that Mark is a book of supreme importance. First, it's the earliest of all the Gospels. It was written somewhere. It was written somewhere between 50 and 60 A.D. That makes it the oldest references in the New Testament. And secondly, it embodies nothing less than the record of what Peter preached and taught about Jesus. We can put it this way. Mark is the nearest approach we will ever possess to an eyewitness account of the life of Jesus. So how about it? Will you join me for a leisurely stroll through the Gospel of Mark? It'll be fun. We'll begin next week. Read the first couple of chapters, and we'll get back together and talk them over. Be good to each other this week. Behave yourself. Wear your mask. Stay socially distant. Do all of things necessary to help bring this pandemic to an end. I look forward to greeting you during worship if you feel like you are able to. If not, I hope you will tune in to our worship podcast. Have a great day, a good week, and God bless.